Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, November 24th, 2014. Palestinian man shot and killed by Israeli troops in Gaza, and an Israeli settler injures a Palestinian child in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian child was injured on Monday afternoon when an Israeli settler hit him with his car in East Jerusalem. Khalil Al-Kiswani, 14, was moved to hospital with broken leg after being hit by the settler's car. Witnesses said that the boy was able to run away from the settler's car path after he was hit the first time. Staying in Jerusalem, Israeli soldiers stormed the homes of Ghassan Abu Jamal and his cousin Uday and took measurements in preparation for demolishing the two homes. Clashes erupted between invading troops and local youth. No injuries were reported. Ghassan and Uday were killed last Tuesday when they attacked a religious school for Israeli settlers in Jerusalem, killing 8, including 2 soldiers. The Israeli police still refuses to hand over the bodies of Ghassan and Uday to their families. Elsewhere, groups of armed Israeli settlers attacked on Monday Palestinian cars at a number of roads near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Also near Nablus, Israeli soldiers invaded the town of Hawara and searched homes, then clashed with local youth. Troops imposed a curfew for a few hours before leaving the town. Residents told local media that troops fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage. In Gaza, Palestinian medical sources have reported that a man was shot and killed by Israeli army fire east of Jabalia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip on Sunday. In addition, a Palestinian teen was shot and wounded by army fire in Rafah, southern Gaza Strip, on Sunday as well. Eyewitnesses said that the Israeli soldiers stationed at a military tower across the border fence east of Jabalia shot and killed Fadl Hilwa and targeted other Palestinians in the area. They said Hilwa was hunting birds when the soldiers shot and killed him. Hilwa is the first Palestinian in Gaza to be killed by the Israeli army since the ceasefire agreement was reached 3 months ago, ending 50 days of Israeli sea, ground and aerial bombardment, which left more than 2,100 Palestinians killed and over 12,000 others injured. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 24th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.